Charlotte, you love coming here with your potential future superstars. You just may have another one in your stable, because this was a stunning display.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, thrilled with my performance tonight with Times Kismet. I mean, she's only 8 years old. She's done a handful of shows this year. Obviously, being off pregnant the end of last year, kind of missed the beginning of this season. And then, you know, I always think this is such a good experience for the young horses. You know, you can't recreate these atmospheres and these arenas. So I thought it'd be a good, you know, she did Arkan and she won there, and then we went to the Nationals and we won there, and they're both outdoor shows. You know, it's always good to see what they're like indoors, and, you know, she just took it like a real pro. And, you know, for me, that's all you can ask. You know, she's 8, so yeah, absolutely delighted with her.
And the interesting thing is the backstory of this horse is a bit different, because I was talking to the owner. I mean, at the breeding stage, there were people saying, don't bother, because from an embryo, and yet you've turned into this such powerful looking horse from beginnings that seemed very inauspicious.
Yeah, I mean, it was just meant to be, you know. You know, thank God Peter Belshaw, who bred her, is just as stubborn as I am. And, you know, he didn't want to give up. He made sure that, you know, he gave everything the best chance possible. And, you know, had he not done that, Kismet wouldn't be here. So, you know, so grateful that, you know, Peter's been able to produce such an incredible mare, and how exciting for the future.
Well, and I believe you've been riding the horse for what, three years, so in a way you knew probably from the get-go this could develop into a really exciting prospect.
Yeah, I mean, she was, you can't really see how big she is. She's a very tall mare, and at 4 years old, she was just all legs. You know, she's like the supermodel, you know, very leggy, very elegant, very light on her feet. And, you know, didn't really know what we had as such until I started training her. And, you know, her brain is brilliant. She, you know, like tonight, I can't believe how she goes in there, you know, at the end, do the lap of honour under the spotlight. You know, she just takes it all in her stride like she's done it before.
And looking at you in the warm-up, you seem to be enjoying yourself, smiling away. I don't know whether it's motherhood, your daughter was here. So I don't know what it is, but you were just definitely feeling maybe the exciting horse you were riding, but there was definitely a sense that you're enjoying being back riding again.
Yeah, absolutely. I think being a mum, it's really opened my eyes about real life. You know, as much as I love what I do and how important this is, and, you know, it's an incredible sport, it is only a game. And the other, you know, at the end of the day, there's always another day. You know, having Isabella has brought it home to me how, you know, she is real life. She is my everything now. And, you know, that is what's made me so, you know, I've got a new side to me that I've never found before. And, you know, that love I have for her is so special. So, you know, I enjoy it a lot more because I've taken so much pressure off myself to think that, you know, if it doesn't happen today, there's another day.
And reflecting on the year, the Europeans, that team goals, I mean, it sets up Paris, but the pressure's now on you. So you say today's another day, but presumably now, as you, as that team who went and won the Europeans, you are excited about next year, you know, with what could be in store in France.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Imhotep going to the Europeans, again, you know, I had no intentions going to the Europeans this year. You know, having been pregnant, I didn't think I'd be able to do enough shows. You know, he's done such little competitions anyway. You know, he did the World Games. I think that was like his third or fourth Grand Prix. So, I mean, he really has got, you know, very low mileage. I did Windsor, you know, back in the saddle, very, very short time.
How long, precisely?
I think I was 9 weeks, 8 or 9 weeks back in the saddle. I mean, it was just, you know, random. I was riding at home. I just thought, oh, you know, I'll get back on. And Carl was like, why don't you give Windsor a go? So I was like, yeah, all right then. And then I got there and I was like, what am I actually doing? But, you know, I loved every minute of it. Like I say, it's just brought out that new side of me where I'm just having fun. I went to the Europeans, you know, it was quite nice. I felt like I was a bit of the underdog, but I'm chasing them and I'm hunting them down, and I will get there next year. I'm pretty sure that, you know, Imhotep's got so much more to give. Having 3 personal bests at the Europeans, it was incredible. I mean, the horse couldn't have done any more.
Nice battle, though, for who's going to be British number one. But that's such a healthy aspect of the sport. You can spur each other on, and that's good. And then there's the old master just keeping you in behind. Yeah. I mean, it is a healthy place for the sport.
We have such a great team. I mean, you know, we all get on really, really well. We all support each other, you know. And I think, you know, having Carl as, you know, he pretty much trains everyone anyway. You know, having him there and riding, you know, he is the support and the mentor for all of us as riders, you know. So we are so lucky to have him there. And for me, you know, I've been trying to keep him going for as long as possible. You know, every Olympics he's like, that's it, I'm not doing anymore. So here we are coming up to Paris to another one. And who knows if I can get him to go one more.
32 years it will be since he did his first one. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, he's a true inspiration to so many people. I mean, he really is. He's, you know, what he's done for the sport, you know, what he's done for me as a rider and what he's done for so many other riders, it's phenomenal. I mean, he really is, you know, such an inspiring man.
in many ways, time's kismet. Your daughter will be, say, about when 13, 6, will now see mum winning an Olympic medal on this horse.
Hopefully. I mean, I managed to put a European gold round her.
She won't remember that.
Yeah, she will. Yeah, she will. You know, and it's just nice that you can look back at pictures. You know, I've had so many pictures as memories. You know, I think that's so special. She's been, you know, she was in my tummy at the World Equestrian Games as I was going down the centre line. You know, all I could think was that I've got a baby in my tummy. I was at the European Championships a year, you know, like this year, and she was with me, you know, being a part of it, and it was just so special. So with the Olympics, she's going to know exactly what mummy's doing. So again, how amazing is that? I mean, for me, it's just absolutely wonderful that she's going to be there.
I think we'll stop it there. Talk all night. But Charlotte, lovely to see you.
Thank
and
you.
Enjoying the
Thank
sport
you
so
very
much,
much
again.
Thank
Brilliant.
You. Thank you.